Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you, and you tell a friend and call a friend and let them know that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, as well as all the questions and answers that we desire to have as we go through each and every day. Amen. We try to answer on a grassroots level that we all can be fruitful and learn from and be able to share with others. Amen. I'm going to pray. Father, we thank you for our time together. And Lord, we ask you to continue to bless our listeners wherever they are in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And Lord, we pray. Amen. For the families that are sick, those that are shut in, oh God, those that are going through trials and tribulation, knowing that without you, Lord, we can't do anything. And we rebuke Satan's hand. He says, no weapons formed against us shall prosper, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And once again, we thank you. Again, we're discussing a very, popular subject, those that might not be aware of it. Amen. And we're looking at why love God and despise the church. Why love God and despise the church? You know, Satan teaches always against the work of the church because the church is the will of God for people. And people are told many lies about the church. But it covers the false teaching that goes on everywhere through the world, and things around us talk against the church. So those of us that love God, and regardless of whatever God that you're following and whatever religion you're involved in, there's some God out there that you're involved in. And when you come to the truth, amen, because the enemy don't want you to know the truth. The enemy of mankind doesn't want you to know the truth. Amen. That's why Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The real church of God is about truth. It's about truth. And if you love God, amen, when you love God, amen, you'll love his church because his son, Jesus Christ. So we're talking about, amen, today and tonight, wherever you might be hearing, and how we're hearing, amen, this program concerning, amen, we love God, but evidently there's some problem, amen, because of lies and deception. We're looking at, in the book of Acts, the 10th chapter here, for a portion of scripture to start and off the subject. There was a man in the Caesarean called Cornelius. He's a centurion of the band called the Italian band, devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision eventually, about the ninth hour of the day, the angel of God came into him, saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. We're going to stop there, amen, and open up, amen, this discussion. This man loved God, amen. Cornelius, he was a captain of the Syrian host, as we in the beginning of the church, amen. And not only did he love God, but the Bible says, amen, He gave alms. He helped people. And he prayed to God always. There's 2 points there we need to focus on sometime in this program, amen, about prayer and helping others. He gave alms to others. He helped others, and he blessed others, amen, through his giving. And his work came up before God. His work came up before God. Amen. We know that many of the background scriptures discussing this matter. The church now is Jesus' work. The church is the work that God sent Jesus to do. Amen. He sent Jesus to do a work to restore mankind back to him. And Jesus spoke of many times in the book of the Gospel according to St. John. We want to use that as well, the 14th chapter of St. John. Amen. But there's many more, because Jesus, amen, he's the one. St. John 14, 6 verse, he was discussing with the disciples that he had to go away. And then Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if you have known me, you have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Amen. This is Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, that suffice us. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believe thou that I am in the Father that dwelleth in me, that does the work. Now, if we continue to look at this, amen, we want to, amen, look at the negative part of view of this day and time, and where the teaching, demonic teaching, and teachers of devils saying that you can love God, serve God, amen, but you really don't need the work that Jesus had given the church to do. And it has to be, I think that there's an error somewhere, amen, in the teaching about the church job, in the things that the work that Jesus gave the church to do. And we know Paul stressed when they ordain ministers and ordain elders and those that go into the servicing of God's people, amen, laboring among God's people to make sure they come into full understanding, amen, of all the ordinance of God, not just water baptism, the Lord's Supper, communion, burying the dead, and weddings. No, the whole ordinance, keeping God's commandments and giving and sharing with one another, loving one another, amen, the full continence of God, not just hanging around one area. We got to forgive, we got to love, amen. We got to present our bodies, and amen, pray and seek God. The whole, not only you get Jesus, but you got to have the life of Jesus, the life that he does, and he wants us to do that. So the church is basically the work of God through Jesus Christ. The work of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to discuss it. Amen. I notice it might be a strong, deep subject that should not get out there, because the devil doesn't want the truth. He don't love the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth and the life. Amen. The Holy Ghost, amen, he is truth. He came to bring truth. Amen. So God is about truth. Jesus is about truth. The church should be about truth. Amen. 1 Timothy 3, amen, it says that the fourth verse, say, one that rule well his own house, having his children subjection with all gravity. If a man know not how to rule his own house, how can he take care of the church of God? So the church has been thrown into an arena of entertainment to a certain point, and because man is over it, people feel that they want to bypass the church, amen, and talk against the church, amen. But if they love God and love his ordinance and follow his commandments, amen, the Holy Ghost will lead a man or a woman or a child, amen, to be a part of a fellowship, amen. All right, we want to, amen. It might be a little heavy, it might be, I know it's going to be tough, and it's a tough message, but let's see can we approach it in love tonight. We're not pointing fingers. Amen. You can call 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Once you push 1 on your phone, amen, if you push 1 on your phone, amen, our operator will text you in. You push 1, she will text you in, and we'll be glad to hear from you, amen, in this message concerning loving God, amen, and be sure to love the church, amen. We got watchmen and men praying for you, amen. You can go to the phone lines anytime, and amen, is when we see what has been said. We always like to give the last 4 digits of the number. And if you, when you push 1, we'll give you area code and last 4 digits of the number. In the church, we got to assemble ourselves together. Once we assemble ourselves together, amen, and learn and share with others and love one another, like Jesus said, amen, we'll find that there is joy in the church. There is joy being a Christian. Amen. There is joy. God didn't come to take away our life. He didn't come to destroy us and put us in bondage. Amen. No, he came that we might have life. Amen. Right now, we really don't have life unless you have Christ. You really don't have life until you have Christ, because church understand there's a spiritual warfare going on. This is a spiritual battle. This is not against your brother or your sister. Amen. This thing is a spiritual battle. And it keeps us in tune. And it keeps us, amen, functioning and directed in the right manner. Amen. So sometimes you feel that, amen, nobody cares, nobody loves you, and God has forsaken you. And this is where the church come in. When we come in to one another and shaking up one another's hand and be glad to see you, and begin to express and sing together, amen, encourage one another, amen. So God love you. He really does. He really does. Amen. We have one that's pushed 1 on your phone. Amen. We don't want to take up all the time as much as we want to. We thank God for the callers. Amen. We thank God for those of you that constantly follow the program. And we appreciate you. We really do. And anytime you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. Or you can go to www.facebook.com/JesusChristInternationalMinistry. Amen. You can even find us on YouTube. www.youtube.com user JCI Ministries. Amen. And
Anytime. You can also, as well, you can write us at Doctrine of Truth or Jesus Christ International Ministries, P.O. Box, Tamarack, Florida, 33320. Amen. If you go on our website, you can review this program tonight, tomorrow, next week. Amen. And have a Bible study. And that's what it's about. We're all coming together and we're discussing, amen, Bible, and we're discussing God's word that we can grow thereby. It's something about a tree. If a tree doesn't grow and becomes stunted, it's something about that tree. So we're coming together that we can grow. We can grow. There's a man in the Old Testament, amen, as well. See here, many use it. Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. Amen. You find Jehoshaphat and the prophet came to him. Amen. Begin to discuss with him because of the battle. Amen. That he's being confronted with. But we just want to pick up a portion of scripture out of it. Amen. And it talks about, amen, when Jehoshaphat, amen, had gotten into an area. Amen. Jehoshaphat in the 20th verse of the 20th chapter of 2 Chronicles. And they rose up early in the morning and went forward into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established,
and believe his prophet, and so shall ye prosper."
Now, if you're in a place of worship and you find yourself that you're really not sure about the ministry, you love God. Now, we our foundation, we're loving God, but we're finding ourselves somehow with, you know, with the enemy, that, oh, you shouldn't be in this church, you shouldn't be under this ministry, you don't trust the man of God or the woman of God, and you think they're not completely complete in the word and the study, and you find yourself here that you believe in God. Jehoshaphat told him, "You believe in God." Amen. But do you believe in his prophet? Do you believe in his pastor? Do you believe in his teachers and those that in the ministry there with you? Are you accepting, amen, their teaching and their word? Amen. You say, "Oh, I know, as long as I love God, I'm okay." But this is not the point here. There's an error here. Because of the fact that the devil wants you, he wants to bring a schism. He wants you to overlook the door, the church that God has sent. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth and the life. And the work that Jesus has set up, and the men and women of God, they are flesh, yes. And Jesus came in the flesh. And he walked among men, and we know we have emotions, we have flesh, we make errors, amen. But this is the way Christ has set it up, his church, that every man and boy, child, and girl can understand, amen, that the people here are not, amen, angels, amen. We're capable of sickness, disease, trials, and tribulation, and they will let them know that God can deliver them. God can heal them. God can restore their life and represent. And they can represent the kingdom of God. They can represent the heaven. They can represent everything that God wants, amen, here on earth to deliver them, amen, until the time that Jesus come again. So what lies have you heard, or what approach have you think about this subject? Why love God and despise his church? What come across to you that, amen, you like to weigh in on it, or you like to go forth on this, and it might be the Holy Spirit has given you another approach, amen, what you see happening today, amen, because this is the only way God has given us, through Jesus Christ, according to his word, according to the scripture. And we're here at Doctrine of Truth, we try to stay with the scripture. Amen. The scriptures of God. God has given us scripture. And we want to stay with the scriptures. Amen. So that when we go off the air next week, next day, amen, that you say, well, this is not a subject for man. Man have many books. But the Bible God has given us, this is the scripture. Amen. So if you might have another approach to this, it might be a great help to some young babes in Christ or those that out there has found themselves, amen, what they never expected, amen. Their church been dismantled. The organization have left. The men and women, amen, has moved on, and they have left you. Amen. Maybe they have left you in turmoil. You feel God has left you, but God hasn't left you because you tuned it in to this program. God hasn't left you. God has not forsaken you. He has not turned his back on you. Amen. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Amen. Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Amen. And through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, he will be guiding you, amen, to a place that you can be fed spiritually. Amen. Jehoshaphat told him that, amen, earlier in that chapter, God said, the fight is not yours. The fight is not yours. This is a spiritual fight. Amen. You got to fight. You got to pray. Amen. We're talking about prayer. Prayer is a part of the spiritual fight. Amen. If you don't pray, you might lose. You might lose. So when you have someone praying over you and praying for you, amen, and they're looking out for you in the spirit and always want to know where you are in the spirit, amen, and you're part of a family, that takes away all of this, that weight off of your shoulders, amen, that you got to look out for yourself and nobody's will. God loves you, but you still have to look out for yourself. No, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. 855-236-2252. We have an area code 305-4271. Amen. God bless you.
Bishop, Bishop, how you doing?
All right, Doctor, how you doing?
Doing well tonight. We thank God for another Block Talk. Just sitting here listening to your opening to the subject. Mm-hmm. And I must admit that it sort of threw me when I got hold to it. And mm-hmm. And the Lord said to me, he said it's rather simple. He said I don't need to, you know, think so much about it. It's rather simple. And this is what it said to me. He said that God sent Jesus to work the impossible. You see, mm-hmm. Jesus said, I must do the works of him that sent me while it is mm-hmm. day. So while looking at it from a personal standpoint, he had his work to do. You understand that God mm-hmm. sent him to do. So when I look at this, loving the church and loving God rather, and don't care much about the church, mm-hmm. I sort of looked at what John said. How can you say you love God and hate your brother? And I noticed mm-hmm. this is what God is pouring all mankind to, is to come together. But you can only do it in Christ Jesus. You see, that's the impossibility. And oftentimes, there's an air of are not caring for the church and saying you love God, you see, there's an air of that because we don't understand that that's what God's actually called for. See, nobody, it's impossible. You remember he said, the man said, show me your face, God. And God said, if you look at me, you won't live. You see?
All right.
So what I'm saying is that if you don't look to Jesus and dare what the commandments, you see? And Jesus said, the commandment I give you is that you love one another. So he was simply saying what God sent him to do, to bring us together. You see what I'm saying? Look at the need for great leadership, you see, good leadership, rather, in church. And if he going to lead, he must be respected, and he must be responsible, you see, to work the work of God, to do the impossible. And you can only do, I heard you say about following the Holy Ghost, that's the impossible thing, you understand, without obeying the commandments of God. Because the Holy Ghost is what? Going to show you the things of God. In other words, God wants us to get to know him, you see, through the leading of the Spirit. And this is what Jesus was saying, that if I don't go away, he won't come. So you see the impossibilities that people are trying to work, you understand, without being concerned about getting to know God. You see, God always point a bishop, always point a man to Christ. You see, that's where he set it up. He always points us to Christ. And Jesus always shows us the Father. So you can understand why you remember the Thomas thing and the disciples said, well, Thomas said, show us the Father. Because that's what God wanted us to know. He wants us to know him. But you can't get to know him until you what? Receive the Son. So the impossibility is you work it through Christ. So Jesus says, if you can believe, now there's the impossibilities. It ain't a head thing. You see, it's a heart thing. If you can believe, all things are possible. What he's saying? He said, you believe on God, whom you never seen. You see what I'm saying? But now look at here. God says, how can you say you love me? He says that through John, and hate your brother. So that's a work right there we have to do in the church. You see? We have to get to know what the love of God is. You understand? Get to know our limits, you see. Know when to lift a head and call on the Father, you see. And he already promised us. It's a work for God. He said, I give you the desires of your heart. So this is what we're looking at tonight. I'm grateful. I said, wow, this thing will cause you to really think about your own walking, you see. Because this is what we're called to do. It's just that simple. I'm getting kind of tired up here. It's just that simple. There ain't no great analogy. Jesus told his disciples, he said, y'all love one another just like I love you. You see what I'm saying? And all this stuff going on. And listen, I'm looking at the love of God. If you got the authentic, the real love of God, the one love of God, if you got that, you don't have no trouble loving your wife. You understand?
All right.
Differences come. Well, differences come and go. Jesus said offenses will come. They must come. But the love of God, if you walk in it, you can overcome. So I've been looking at this thing for a little while. The Lord said, you take a good look at yourself, you see. Take a good look and see is what you think you know. Do you really know it? So this is what I'm looking at, Bishop. I thank you for it. I'm gonna let you go in and see what you got to say about that.
All right. Thank you, Doctor. This is God's message. Like I always say, Amen. I stretch my spirit. And you hit on, amen. We, Mark 11 said, have, Jesus said, 11 and 22, said, Jesus answered and said, have faith in God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You cannot leave God out the picture. You know, you can't leave out. And through my years, I run across doctrines all about Jesus only. And Jesus did say, wait a minute now. We got to teach the whole continent. God love us. You hold that faith in God. Jesus even said, this is God's work. He said,
right.
I come to do the work of my Father.
Yes,
he don't want you to leave out God out the picture. Amen. You can't become from God. Now we're going back to God. But we got to get there with Jesus Christ.
That's
we got
right.
to get there with him. Amen.
That's right.
Hold that faith in God. Hold that faith in God. And you can move a mountain. He said so. You can move a mountain. Amen. Amen. All right. We thank God. When the doors are open, amen. When another caller, we're always happy. Amen. And to give some insight. When I looked at Cornelius, he was one of my favorite subjects when I first started pastoring. And I had to look at that. Cornelius loved God. There are many people now in different faiths, but they love God. You gotta fight like the Jews. You can't even use God's name in vain around them or whatever. Amen. They're going to go toe-to-toe with you. But if we can't, if you leave God out, amen. And don't let the devil say, well, you love God. These churches are bad. No. That's Jesus' work. The impossible work that Jesus said you're going to do. We can do that. Amen. Amen. We want to strengthen your faith. Have faith in God. That's what Jesus said. Have faith in God. So don't lose that faith. Amen. Don't lose that faith. Amen. But he is God in the flesh. He's God in the flesh. First John was saying, the gospel according to John, amen, amen. He came among his own received him not, but his many received him. Amen. The word became flesh. Amen. The word became flesh. All right. All right. We have another caller. Amen. Just press one on your phone. Amen. We don't want to say too much because I'm quite sure others have avenues, and say, but what does this mean to me? This means to you when you're in these spiritual warfare, which it is, amen, prayer, amen, talking to God, and to say it, Lord, in Jesus' name, Jesus, open up this door for me in Jesus' name, Lord, I need you to, oh God, I need you to do this in Jesus' name, amen. And Jesus is just the key. He's the one that's standing right there. He's the one standing right there. Okay, what you got there? Give me, go to a restaurant. You're handing out your order. He said, okay, sir, you got to get that to that man right there. He's standing at the door. That's the only way you're going to get your menu through is through Jesus Christ. That's the only way you're going to get to heaven. The only way you're going to get this battle fought. Amen. And you have to give it to Jesus Christ because Jesus done paid too much. He paid too much for it. Amen. Amen. All right. You can press 1 on your phone, 855-236-2252. Amen. If you don't fight with Jesus Christ, you're winning a losing battle. Amen. You got to believe in God. If you believe in God, amen. But yet and still, that man, you might not like the man that drove the bus for you today. And you might not like the lady, amen, that took your orders. But they was in part. You had to come to that department. You had to get on that vehicle. Amen. And they performed the service for you in a professional way. Amen. The man of God that you have found yourself in. No man can come to God unless Jesus. No man can come to the Christ unless God draw him. Amen. Nobody can come unless God draw him. Amen. You've been drawn to a church. You've been drawn to a ministry. And you're under that ministry. You're under that ministry. And you love God. You can't despise the prophet. Every preacher should be a prophet. Every pastor should be a prophet. Every minister that preaches a word, they get it from God. They get it. You hear me say many times these subjects. I meditate and pray. The Holy Spirit reveal to me what to give. Amen. But you, if you despise that man of God and that woman of God, ain't nothing going to go through. Ain't no prayers going through. Ain't no prayers going. Like if you and your wife having a problem, like Peter said in 1 Peter, amen, I think it's the 5th chapter, if you and your wife are arguing and going on, it cut your prayers off. It cut your prayers off. So you have to learn how to follow the peace. A pastor and a leader, he has to learn how to work with people under him. Amen. They might say no. They might not like what he's doing or how he do it, but he represent God. He represent Jesus' work. He represent Jesus. Amen. So he have to teach love, like I say, have to teach the people to love one another. Amen. All right. All right. We have another caller. We want to run out of time as well. Those of you that's growing in Christ, it's more to it. Amen. It's more involved. Amen. In growing in Christ. The enemy will try to, he will come after you one way, then if he can't stop you, that way he'll try again. And you have to understand, we need the church because it is the spiritual war room. It's a spiritual war room for the saints. And if Paul didn't tell us to put on the whole armor, it was a reason why he told us to put on the armor, because you're going to need it. Amen. If it's raining outside, I say, well, you put a raining coat on and you should put an umbrella up. Why? It's raining. Amen. In the spirit world, the enemy throwing dots. He's throwing lies. Amen. He's trying to deceive you on every hand. And you need to know, amen. Like Paul said, he went up in prayer and he found out. Amen. These situations, amen. It wasn't flesh and blood that was trying to stop him and hinder him and cause confusion. 1 Peter 3:7 say, likewise, husband, dwell with your wife according to knowledge. Give honor to the wife and unto the weaker vessel, and be in heirs together in the life, that your prayers be not hindered. And that's what the devil, he want to hinder your prayers. If you got all against your brother, amen, somebody have to be praying over you. Somebody's watching. When you travel and you're moving around, you need a watchman. Amen. You need somebody that God can, amen. You woke up last night and you need to pray this morning. You need to pray over that what you saw. Amen. You need to pray over that cloud that you thought might be coming your way. And you go to the church and you in prayer meeting and Bible study, and you might discuss that situation. Amen. Two or three start praying over that situation. Amen. Amen. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. Amen. So this is spiritual warfare. Amen. So when you have the enemy telling you lies, he don't want you to have the truth. So there are many saints. Amen. They love God, but they're floating. Floating like a balloon. Amen. Here and there, there and here. Amen. Don't want to be pinned down. No obligations. They just be free. Now the word of God say when Jesus come back, he going to set up, amen, princes and kings in different areas, and we're going to be ruling and reigning. And you don't want no responsibility over nothing. Amen. Well, put it this way. We ain't going to have no problem because Jesus, he going to separate all that over the kingdom. All the problems and all of that not going to be taken care of. All right. We have another caller. You can press 1 on your phone. If you got a vision or a dream, amen, a vision or dream, you have a question you would like to share with others pertaining to the church. Like I said, we don't point fingers. We just point facts and situation. And I know, amen, it takes a lot. The man of God today is going through a lot. And people today don't know who to believe. Amen. But one thing you have to understand, believe you like it or not, you should be assembling yourselves with somebody. You have to assemble yourselves with somebody. Amen. And ask God to give you that love for that ministry. If you can only, as long as they preach the word of God and according to the word and the Bible, amen. Make sure, always stress what type of Bible they have. Amen. If you respect and reverence God and reverence the man of God, amen, God will work on your behalf because he knows your heart. That's one thing. He knows your heart. All right? Dial 1-855-236-2252-1347-215-8816. We have to, as saints of God, hold some type of standard. Amen. For those that come in the leadership, amen. It should not be. It should not be, but it is, because the enemy, amen, is planting all kind of, amen, false teachers and false leaders to disrespect the church, to disrespect God. Amen. Always on the television, they're talking against the church. Amen. All secular things are talking against Christ. Amen. And but you have the power. See, you just like I have, you have a jet plane in you, and all you need to do is sit back. Amen. Get behind the cockpit and, amen, you get somebody to teach you how. Amen. How to pull the levels and what can be done. And you don't have to get out there in that atmosphere, put no suit on. You just ride in that plane. Amen. All you need to do is how, amen, that power and the Holy Ghost, amen, how you learn how to work with God and what God is doing. And, amen. And God say, I'm going this way, I'm going this way. And you pray this and pray that way. Amen. You just need to learn what the power of God has given unto you. Amen. Jesus said, you shall receive power after the whole. You shall receive authority. Amen. Why you need it? You need it for your family. You need it for your home. Amen. When you see things rise up, amen, pray it down. Pray it down, pray it down. You ever notice, amen, you can push one on your phone. Amen. If you ever notice, you go from one community to another community, one city to another city, another state, and you feel so good. When you go on vacation, amen, when you take a break on the weekend, you get out the office, and you feel so refreshed, amen, you feel light, amen, physically, mentally. Because in that area where you were, many times, amen, you got spirits are fighting against you, pulling against you, feel tired. You're all right until you get off the job. Well, you're all right until you go on vacation. Amen. Look like all you're getting all the energy in the world. But around your community, you come back in your community, amen, all of a sudden you get look like the bear hug done grab you. And somebody holding your leg and going on. Because of the spirits of warfare. Amen. Amen. Paul said man should always pray. Amen. You watch that now. Write it down and watch that discernment. Amen. When you go in a certain area, you just feel so good. Amen. You feel so light. And when you come back to an area, look like what? You got spiritual warfare going through. You got situations that are happening. All right. We got area code 305-4271. Yes, sir. God bless you.
Bishop, I'm here.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm going through a situation here, sitting here listening to you. I looked at Jesus hanging on the cross while you were talking.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Ghost said to me, he said, now, you are focusing on the man that's hanging on the cross. He said, well, look what happened to him before he got there. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody want to be successful. Mm-hmm. But you got to look at Jesus, you see, and what he did. Only he could do it. And we spoke about the impossibilities. it kind of grabbed me. Only he can do it because God raised him from the dead. He couldn't do it on his own. And that's a God raised him. And he was, listen, he was disfigured before they put him up there. Amen. But yet, he didn't die until appointed time. Amen. So everybody who looking at the impossibility of giving themselves the work with the church, come in harmony, you see, and support everybody who's having a problem with that, well, they need to know that it's impossible. But when you look to Jesus, you understand, you look in his face, this is where the power of God comes. And it says that the same spirit that raised him from the dead shall also, you see what I'm saying? In our day-to-day walk, we need this quickening power. Otherwise, we just ain't going to make it. So that's why we sang the song, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. And just like you said there, I tell you, I look and say, my God, all the time, not part of the time, the devil don't take no vacation. He always trying to trip you up, you see? But when the blood, you understand, the power of the Spirit, you see, invoked in our hearts, then he has to back off. You see?
Yes.
Listen, I checked myself. I said, nah, boy, you can talk. But out of what you say, can you walk in that, what you're saying? You see? And I'm not pointing a finger. When it comes down to the Holy Ghost, you're going to always point a finger, you see, when it comes to him. But now if you get caught in the flesh, that's where you need to ball your fists up and look at yourself, you see. So we living in a time where there's the greatest time of deception I think ever man have ever known.
Yes.
And the sad thing about it, Bishop, is that many don't know that we're being deceived, you see, unless we keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Young folks need to know. They need to know. If you going to marry a lady, you understand, and you say you love God, you better go on call the preacher, you understand, before you hook up with her. Because the same thing you do, you see, and it's not according to the life of God or the lifestyle that God would have it, you're going to always have to face that. And that's what's going on today. You got to look to Jesus. He empowers the minister. He shows him visions. He shows him your life. You understand? And so you got to put some trust in, amen, what the Holy Ghost is doing. If he's not in you, it's impossible for you to walk as you ought to walk. So this is what I'm looking at today, is loving, simply loving the church, because God loved me. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. Very good, because Jesus said in the last days, be not deceived. He said many going to come. Be not deceived. And we have to recognize, amen, Brother John, Brother Smith, and Mondi, and all of them come to church. You might not like them, the lifestyle. You probably like this light. You know their lifestyle before they came to the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
We just still got to put our arms around them. So, Lord, help me. This the one that broke my car out, broke my windows out. Lord, help me. Help me. Lord, have mercy. I know Mondi talked about it, but I got to put my arms around her.
There you go. That's right.
Amen. And that power come from the Holy Ghost.
Come from the Holy Ghost.
Amen. He's the one. Amen. Acts 10, my mind fell on Acts 10:38. Amen. 10:38 said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. and went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil.
Uh-huh.
God was with him. You see, we need the power of God, Jesus, the man God. Amen. God anointing him in the flesh. Amen. Without sin. Amen. And he was capable because of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the authority. His name and the authority. And God gave all of that to us. So the devil don't want us to know the truth. He doesn't want people to know the truth. Amen. The saints is kind of island by. Amen. And don't want to tackle these mountains that's coming up. Amen. But where sin abound, Paul said, where sin abound, God's grace, much more. Amen. So we're coming into this time in this period. Amen. I believe through other studies like this and men like you and many more that are listening, amen, God going to give you all some revelations. God going to give you all some revelations. You're going to catch something in your spirit, amen, about this spiritual warfare. And I pray that, amen, you begin to see, amen, amen, when these schools, where your children at, or the jobs, or whatever happen, amen, you will not only look at prayer as, I'm going to church and pray, amen, you just say, wait a minute, I got to go in my closet, myself. And the spirit probably been resting on many of you, say, now it's time to go in a little bit more, amen, and take a little bit more time, amen, and talk to heaven, amen, about situation. In other words, be more intercessory, amen. Deal with more intercessory than just me, myself, and I, my family, my dog, and the chickens, amen. But deal more intercessory prayer, amen. Amen. Many times, I don't want to get too far out. Somebody might be calling. But many times when you go in prayer, amen, God will give you or show you something. If you go in prayer long enough, you're going to come up to another level. People will say, well, I want to be on another level. Well, you don't have to be walking and riding and hitting every revival in town. You just need to get on your knees or sit around and begin to talk to Christ. Amen. Get that relationship. Amen. Because that spirit man going to start rising up. And you can stop a mountain. My mind fell on, I mean, I'm going to give a couple more minutes here, my late aunt. And she was mentoring me many years ago when we came up in the ministry. And her house was right across the street, one of the biggest nightclubs in the town. Big nightclub. And people, they have these big singers come through town. They park all in her right out in front of her house and drinking beer, laughing, throwing beer cans in her yard. And she said, what she's doing is go in the room and just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Just pray. Amen. And she prayed so and kept praying and praying over the years. This man now, the owner, he has one of the biggest churches in town. His family turned to Christ. Amen. And the building caught a fire. Amen. Because, see, it was a spiritual thing going on over there. It's a natural. Amen. Like I said, they looked at Jesus on the cross, but this thing was a spiritual warfare. And one little widow lady, amen, stayed on her knees because she knew what she was fighting against. Amen. All right. We're about to come to a close. We hate to come to a close, but I know some of you catching revelations about prayer. Amen. Paul went up and said, oh, Paul said, look at here, look what I found out up here. The devil was hiding it. Amen. He throwing these dots and these thoughts and these different attitudes. It's up here in the spirit. And Paul said, we got to put on our whole armor, put on everything. Amen. We can make a fight here. We can make a fight. And this way you can fight this situation. Regardless of what you see in the ear. Amen. Paul said we can fight it. We can fight it. Amen. So we have another caller. We can come through. Amen. Look like the elder, like me and you, amen, working. But I know that we're praying that many would catch this revelation. What if you're going through something, amen, when you write it down and say, well, I'm going to go out of town, and you watch the atmosphere change around you. You feel better, amen. When you come back in town, amen, you come back home or go by to work, amen, sometimes you just feel mean and mad for no reason. And you're going through that mean and madness, amen, or you feel tired and run down for no reason, amen. But soon you decide to get up and move. Something been holding your spirit down. Something been wanting to put a bind up your mind, amen. You can rebuke that. Amen. Everything in Jesus' name got to go. Everything. Amen, amen. Scriptures and prayer. Like Paul said, get a hymn and a spiritual song. Amen. Just get your mind elevated. Get your mind elevated. Amen. And watch this situation. Amen. They let them call you spiritual and whatever they want to call you. Amen. But God has not given us all these kind of worries and fears and doubts. No, 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 no. You can do the work that God wants you to do. He'll make a way for you. All right. God bless you tonight, as always, and today. Amen. We want to remind you, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, as well as you can go to, amen, and that way you can pick up the Blog Talk Radio. Amen. You can go there, and it shows you about Facebook, where we are, the email, amen, as well. And we also like to advertise a little book that our author, amen, has, Faith Without Works, Faith Without Works by Brother Walter, Elder Walter Warlaw. You can go there, and you can go to Minister Warlaw at gmail.com. Amen. If you go to Amazon.com and download Kindle, and you can find and request the books by Walter Warlaw, amen, it's W-R-D-L-A-W, Jr., and you have three of his great books that he's written, The Transforming of the Mind, and I Believe the Days Where the Enemy Really Bombarding Our Mind. Amen. That's Spiritual Warfare, The Seven Keys to Spiritual, Spirit-Filled Life, Seven Keys of Spirituality, Having an Attitude of Gratitude. Amen. So all these things dealing with the spirit, spiritual warfare. Amen. But pray for one another and ask God to give you this prayer life. Amen. God can give you this prayer life. Amen. It's a powerful. Amen. When I was first coming to ministry, at the prayer band, and always, like the elder said, all God always points you to Jesus, and Jesus always points you to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost always points you to the church. Amen. They would pull you and drive you and work with you, put people in your way, put stories or programs like this in the way to feed you until you find the right ministry, the right people, amen, to pray over you and pray with you. Amen. Father, we in our closing, we say, Father, we thank you tonight and today for our listeners, those that are listening. Oh, God, give them the revelation and the key. Oh, God, let it explode in their spirit. And, God, we ask you to heal those that are sick. Oh, God, send fire, fire, fire to their spirit. Fire, fire, fire. And let it burn up all those spirits. Rebuke Satan's hand around the headaches and the mind and the spirit. Send that fire. That was in Jeremiah, amen, in the name of Jesus. And God, give them that revelation and through your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, have they help the church and be a representative for you. And God, we give you the praise. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen, amen. God bless you. Until we meet again, remember, amen, you have the power within you. Amen. Learn to use it. Learn to use. Pray much. God bless you.